This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China Saturday named Li Qiong, a close confidant of top leader Xi Jinping, as the country's next premier, nominally in charge of the world's second largest economy, now facing some of its worst prospects in years. Li was nominated by Xi and appointed to the position at Saturday morning's session of the National People's Congress. China's ceremonial parliament came a day after Xi, the 69-year-old, secured a norms-breaking third five-year term as state leader. California banking regulators Friday moved quickly to close startup-focused lender SVB Financial Group, the largest bank failure since the financial crisis, a sudden collapse that prompted the global banking sector to shed billions in market value. Reuters' Freddie Joyner reports.
California banking regulators shut down the bank and put it under the control of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The FDIC said the main office and all branches of Silicon Valley Bank will reopen on March 13th, and that all insured depositors will have full access to their insured deposits no later than Monday morning.
That is Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. The presidents of the United States and European Union Commission met Friday in Oval Office to talk trade. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
President Joe Biden and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen have agreed to open negotiations between the United States and the European Commission on boosting the use of European minerals in the production of batteries for electrical vehicles that are eligible for U.S. tax credits. Speaking in the Oval Office at the start of the meeting, both Biden and von der Leyen underlined the strength of their partnership, their unified support of Ukraine, and efforts to hold Russia accountable for invading Ukraine. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen again agreed to open negotiations between the U.S. and EU in boosting the use of European minerals in the production of batteries for electrical vehicles that are eligible for U.S. tax credits. The leaders announced following the Oval Office meeting Friday that the two sides will start talks aimed at easing differences between the U.S. and European Union over electric vehicle tax credits, including and Biden's roughly $375 billion clean energy law that passed last year. The U.S. legislation includes incentives for the purchase of vehicles that are largely manufactured in the United States. Sources tell the AP Donald Trump's former lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen is scheduled to testify Monday before a Manhattan grand jury investigating hush money payments made on the former president's behalf. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Yeah, it's been a long day.
Michael Cohen emerged from a day-long session Friday at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office with not a lot to say.
I'm going to be taking a little time now to stay silent and allow the DA to build that case.
Cohen is considered a key witness as prosecutors close in on a decision on whether to seek charges against Trump. They appear to be looking at whether Trump committed crimes in arranging payments to two women to keep them from going public about alleged affairs, or in how those payments were accounted for at the Trump Organization. Trump blasted the probe on social media again Friday. Prosecutors this week invited Trump himself to testify before the grand jury. I'm Ben Thomas.
And AP correspondent Norman Hall reports that there's been an 18% increase in sexual assaults at U.S. military academies.
According to U.S. officials, 155 students reported assaults during the 2022 school year compared with 131 the previous year. Of those, students at the U.S. Naval Academy reported 61, nearly double the school's total for the previous year. Based on the survey, students at the academies are less likely to report an assault than service members who are out of school. Students may worry more about the impact on their military career or even the career of their attacker.
That is AP correspondent Norman Hall reporting. The Italian Coast Guard launched multiple rescue operations Friday to save hundreds of migrants packed aboard several boats off the tow of Italy, less than 2 weeks after at least 73 drowned in a shipwreck. Coast Guard said in a statement that more than 1,000 people were in danger. The president of the Southern Calabria region said 1,300 migrants were aboard boats, which the European Union's border force, Frontex, had warned could run into problems. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.